The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
A lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey folks, this is your host, alive and well in North Dakota, and with a little bit of a late start here to our Trump Phenomenon program for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. This is James Kelso, and you can tell the show's live, the thrills and spills never end. And I'm talking to you on my cell phone, so if it sounds a little strange, that's because I'm talking to you on my cell phone. The astute engineers at RBN are frantically scrambling around the towering RBN skyscraper there in Round Rock, Texas, where you send your contributions, and to get us hooked up back together on the network. And really, that's what you're principally that's what you're helping to happen with your contributions, is the nuts and bolts, the bricks and mortar of a radio network set up by John Stadtmiller. And it takes fuel, takes energy, and you provide that. So make sure you're doing that, because I can tell you right now, I did. I've done shoutcast radio and, you know, basement radio in my early days of radio, where there's no one, there are no engineers, and there is no studio, and there is no network. And when things go awry in that kind of radio, which isn't really serious radio, that's just it. I mean, you know, there's, you can't fix it. There's nobody to fix it, and that kind of radio can never grow. To grow, you've got to have a real network with real engineers, and that can grow. That's scalable upward, but you have to provide the fuel that sends it upward. All right, so enough of the preliminaries. I'll hold your calls for now until I restore our main communications board here, and I'll give out the call number when we get back to that. But the thing I'd like to open, that my opening thought tonight is on the Chuck E. Schumer story. And I'll give you my, tell me what you think of this when we get a chance to talk next, when you get to call in. You know, the immediate response to crying Chuck Schumer's tirade is call for violence, really, in front of the Supreme Court building. Right there in front of the Supreme Court building. As our Supreme Court is inside that magnificent structure, considering and deciding a case pertaining to abortion out of Louisiana. He is there screaming that Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh will pay the price. Will pay the price if they decide these cases concerning abortion in a way contrary to what this puke Chuck Schumer wants. Now, folks, that's a crime. He's screaming, he's yelling. Look at the pictures of him. That he looks like Vladimir Lenin ranting to a Bolshevik rally during the Russian Revolution. That's criminal behavior by Chuck Schumer. He should be behind bars. He should have already been arrested by the Capitol Police or by the FBI. But you know, that's not going to happen. So, now, we'll go into that. You know, I'll give you my indignation on the whole thing. But let me give you a counterintuitive moment here, a thought. Maybe the fact that Chuck Schumer is not going to be arrested, and he's not going to do time behind bars, and I'll go even further, maybe that he won't even be censured, maybe that he won't even be replaced as the minority Senate leader, maybe that's not such a bad thing. Think about that. There are silver linings in gray clouds. And the silver lining here may be that, who do we want? Who would you want as the leader of the Senate demon rats? You would want somebody who is utterly repulsive. You would want somebody who the American people have all seen to be, as I said, a puke, a criminal, violent, out of his mind, anti-American puke. Well, let's see, who are we describing right there? Chuck Schumer comes to mind. So I was going on and on talking with people today about, you know, how Chuck Schumer ought to be arrested, he ought to be rounded up, et cetera, et cetera, charged with the crimes that he's just committed. But then I thought, wait a minute, would I rather have Chuck Schumer in jail or leading the demon rats in the Senate? And of course, he's not going to jail, so you can rule that out. So I had the same thought as regards Nancy Pelosi. She's the perfect leader. She's the perfect Speaker of the House and leader of the demon rats in the House of Representatives. She is like Chuck Schumer. She's a puke. just like Chuck Schumer. She's repulsive. She's repugnant. She's loathsome. And this is all evident just on the face of things. Anybody with half a brain and half a moral conscience watching Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer is immediately repulsed by what they obviously are. So I'll tell you what, Chuck Schumer did what the demon rats have been doing. He really stepped in it. He's really outing himself. That's one thing I like about Trump derangement syndrome. These people are exposing themselves to the American public. All right, so there's my thought on Chuck Schumer. Now, I got all carried away by that, and I forgot that I was reconnecting here to our network. Let me do that for you. You'll hear me trying to chew gum and walk at the same time. So that's gonna sound a little bit strained. And here we go. There we go. Yes, here in the Mystery Theater. All righty, so that's my thought there. The now let's go to Donald Trump and his tweets today. This is I'm going to another computer here, which wonderful stuff from the president today. And first thing that hits me right away, looking at his Twitter account, he has, in fact, I said, let's look for that 73.4 million followers, that additional 100,000 to arrive today. Yeah, there, here it is, 73.4 million followers. So let's look tomorrow or maybe the next day for the 0.5. So they're coming in batches of 100,000 to the president's Twitter account. And this Twitter account is becoming the most important media channel in the world. Let's look at some of the things that he's put up here. He did a town hall in Scranton, Pennsylvania today, and something interesting came up. It was with Martha McCallum and Bret Baier. And there was an interesting moment where the president let Martha McCallum know, hey, I'm on to you. I'm on to you people at Fox who really don't like me, who don't support me. And Martha McCallum must be one of those people. So the Martha McCallum was setting up a line of questioning with the president, and the president interrupted her and said, you know, that sounded like a setup question. And Martha McCallum was really thrown off by that, very discombobulated, because what she realized is, in this particular case, it doesn't look like it was a setup question. That is a question where the person in the audience had already been briefed by the network people as to, you know, how to set the question up to embarrass the president. But McCallum was put on notice by the president. Hey, Martha, I'm aware. I know how you guys do this. You don't like me, and you set up questions. Remember Donna Brazile, who told Hillary what the questions were in a debate back in 2016, in the presidential debate? I know how you people work. And so that was a nice moment there, where the president is letting these fake conservatives, he's letting them know, hey, I've spotted you. Hang on, we'll be right back after this break.
The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, folks, we're back, and we're back better than before. This is Kelso, your host, and I'm on. And by the way, thanks to the engineers at RBN, sort of point made here. You're listening now to that strong signal, that beam coming out of Round Rock, Texas, because the engineers restored it. No thanks to me. The radio host is probably most of the problem. So those engineers are problem solvers, and we radio hosts are problem makers. So you got to have those problem solvers there in the studio on the control board, and they've got all kinds of equipment there that you are paying for. And thank goodness that you're paying for it, because otherwise we want to grow this into a real network. Now, by the way, let me connect this with my opening theme, which is Donald Trump's obvious frustration with Fox. Donald Trump wants a real Patriot network, and he sees Fox, half of it, it's a half-ass situation, falling on its ass. Half of Fox is really, kind of like CNN, kind of like MSDNC. And so there's this contrary tug-of-war going on within Fox, and Donald Trump is trying to swing a bat in there and really be effective in there. Either clean up Fox and get Fox to go Patriot, full-on Patriot, or let's get something else started. So it might be one of the startup things, like, you know, RBN is such a thing. Breitbart is such a thing. There are a few others. and it might be something new altogether. Maybe somebody who's got $1 billion or more than $1 billion burning a hole in their pocket could invest in a brand new network. And Donald Trump would make that thing work. If somebody put the money out there and lined up, 100 stations for a startup, a day one rollout, Donald Trump would make that thing a success on day one. It would be a roaring success, because what Donald Trump would do, if he were assured that this is a full-on Patriot network, he would go on it. He would give interviews to the hosts. He would make this thing so darn interesting, and he would bring with him, I opened the show mentioning that the president just went up to 73.4 million followers. He would bring those 73.4 million followers with him. So this is something that we will, we've got another year, 8 months of this first term. A lot can happen in that time. And then we've got the next term, 4 years. That's plenty of time to build a real Patriot network, not owned by a Murdoch family that isn't Patriot or even conservative. Who knows what they are? But there's somebody at Fox that keeps putting people who don't like Donald Trump in charge of shows. And it's just aggravating as hell to sit there and listen to these people. Like one of the people that was just put in charge of a big show with a lot of airtime is Ed Henry. I can't abide Ed Henry. If he would just, what is he doing with his mouth all the time that he's on the air? Puckering his mouth, puckering his lips, and then furrowing his brows and looking strange. But it's not the sideshow, which is unpleasant. But his thinking is such a tangled mush. And it's obvious. I'll tell you what, the people who really love Donald Trump, who get it, they exude that on the air. And they let you know. And then you get these people that just, on those people, you go, where's this guy coming from? Those people don't like Trump. And it's annoying that you have to dig and dig and dig and wait and watch and listen until finally they, as I said, they come out of the closet. They let fly a remark that lets you know, hey, this guy doesn't like Donald Trump. And that's so annoying. And of course, Donald Trump has built Fox. Why is he entitled to say, come on, shape up? Because the Murdochs owe him billions, billions of dollars. He has made Fox. He is more important to Fox. No executive decision by the Murdochs has helped Fox at all. They actually are a liability to their own network. Donald Trump, his presence on shows like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, Jeanine Pirro, who did I leave off the list there? Mark Levin, he has made Fox with those appearances. And then, Patriot folks like yourself and like myself, we sit there with our Fox turned on all day watching Fox. And then he's got, oh my gosh, here we go again. Oh no, more Ed Henry. Oh, please. And then another list of people that, just like, it's bilge. And then you finally go, finally, it's 7 o'clock and Tucker Carlson is on, or, whatever you watch. So anyway, that's the story there. We've got to have a network. We've got to have a Patriot. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
Everybody look what's going
down.
We're back, folks. And the I've got a real gem for you here. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Got a real gem for tonight's show from another puke. And really as much of a puke as Chuck Schumer, it turns out. Mitt Romney. Now, before I give you this quote, you're not going to believe what Mitt Romney said today. You are going to believe it, because now we're on to Mitt Romney. These people are outing themselves. They're coming out of the closet, people like Mitt Romney. And he stepped out of the closet today in the hall there outside his office in the Capitol building. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. My. But let me give you the good news first. At CPAC, when Mitt Romney's name was mentioned, the crowd there, you know, I don't know what the attendance was, something like 19,000 people at National Harbor there on Chesapeake Bay, really just outside the District of Columbia line. They booed lustily, loudly. They hate. Mitt Romney is now hated within the conservative right-wing patriot cause. This is a wonderful thing to behold because it was so painful in years past when you had to endure Mitt Romney being called a conservative or Mitt Romney being labeled as being on the right. And thereby, you see, he secured a presidential nomination as the standard bearer of the Republican Party in 2012, which was a catastrophe. It was a catastrophe, his loss to Obama, but it could be plausibly argued it would have been even worse if he had won. Because having the enemy in your camp running your operation is worse than having the enemy running the enemy operation from their own camp. So Mitt Romney booed at CPAC and formally, explicitly disinvited from the event, which is the Grand Assembly, the big conference of conservatives that occurs every year in early spring, late end of February or beginning of March. Matt Schlapp, who runs the event, told Mitt Romney, "Do not darken our door." Wonderful, wonderful. I hope that disinvitation sticks and persists through the years. Now, here's today's news. We know that it looks like Joe Biden is going to be opposing Donald Trump. This is wonderful. One of the reasons it's wonderful is because Joe Biden brings with him the caught in the act, panties around your ankles, guilt, caught in the act, caught on film, smoking gun, evidence of complete corruption by himself and his son, Hunter, in at least two totally documented instances, the Burisma Board of Directors in Ukraine and the Red Chinese investment money given to Hunter after he flew to China on Air Force Two with Joe Biden, with the guy. So this is Donald Trump is going to ride this like a rodeo cowboy. He is going to stay on that Bronco. And he is not going to get thrown off. Donald Trump will. he's not going to get off of that Bronco. Now, people like Mitt Romney, they reveal themselves when they say, "Well, no, you don't want to. We don't want to talk about Hunter Biden." So listen to what Mitt Romney said today. A reporter, his name is Manu Raju, who works for CNN. No, Manu Raju, good Irish boy with a name like that. He's interviewing Mitt Romney in the hallway. And I'm going to read you the text first, because the audio, you might not pick it all up. But let me read you the text. He says, Thursday, during an interview with CNN's Manu Raju, Senator Mitt Romney, Republican of Utah, said his colleague, Senator Ron Johnson's, he's a Republican from Wisconsin who chairs a committee that's investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And that's wonderful. And the president has said, "I have great hopes for Ron Johnson's investigation, that it will be honest and thorough." He said his colleague, Senator Ron Johnson's investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's role in the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, while his son, Hunter Biden, was on the board of Burisma, appeared, quote, political, unquote. Raju then asked, "Do you have concerns about the appearance that this committee is launching into Burisma? That the subpoena that Senator Johnson wants to issue for documents related to Burisma Are you concerned about the appearance of it? Now get this, you're going to gag on this. Romney said, quote, now this, folks, is a rat talking. This is an enemy inside our tent. This statement from Romney, you don't even need anything else. This one statement certifies him as a rat. Quote, there's no question. This is Romney speaking. And you'll hear his voice in a moment. There's no question. Notice how he starts that. And he shoots the answer right back. No pause to think. He's got this answer ready to go. There's no question that the appearance of looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden appears political. And I think people are tired of these kinds of political investigations. I would hope that if there is something of significance that needs to be evaluated, it would be done by perhaps the FBI or some other agency that is not as political as perhaps a committee of our body, unquote. Wow. Wow. Now, remember, now I'll play Romney. Listen to Romney's voice. You can probably hear it now that I've read it to you. Here he is, the rat.
We're like rabbits.
We heard you were here. Do you have concerns about the appearance of this investigation that this committee is launching into Burisma, that the subpoena that the Senator Johnson wants to issue for documents related to Burisma? Are you concerned about the appearance of it?
There's no question but that the appearance of looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden appears political. And I think people are tired of these kind of political investigations and would hope that if there's something of significance that needs to be evaluated, that it would be done by perhaps the FBI or some other agency that's not as political as perhaps a committee of our body. We also have a lot of work to do on matters that are not related to Burisma. We probably ought to focus on those things. But
wow. Wow. I mean, folks, that's the enemy right there. That's Mitt Romney wanting to seal off to fly cover for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to do the work of the Democrats in a way. If Mitt Romney were a Democrat senator saying that, it would be, so what? But he is a Republican senator, a former Republican presidential candidate, the one who preceded Donald Trump in 2012. With his running mate, Paul Ryan. Nice combo there. Where's Paul Ryan lately? Is he duck hunting? Where is he? That's what Mitt Romney should be doing. That is a rat, folks, in the Senate. And remember, he was the only congressman or senator who voted against Donald Trump in the impeachment hoax. The last sentence here, it says, Romney was the only Republican senator to vote to convict President Donald Trump on the impeachment article of abuse of power. And he also voted allow witnesses to appear before the Senate. He was the only Republican to vote to hear witnesses all by himself. Mitt Romney the rat, and the people of Utah should be ashamed of themselves. What have you done? Anyway, that was a hell of a thing today. Let me see. I didn't give out the call number. It's 800-313-9443. If you want to call in, we can still salvage a call in today's show. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in with a live call. Let us go back to, that was my gem for the day, was Mitt Romney. That is such a beauty. Here's another one. Speaking of Hunter Biden, while we're on that theme, it turns out that former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, this is at Breitbart, touted his political connections last year while unsuccessfully trying to convince the University of California, Los Angeles Law School to hire him to teach a drug policy course. The UCLA School of Law reportedly considered Hunter's proposal The negotiations ultimately fell through. Blah, 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 blah. And here's my funny little personal story. He's now dead. But years ago, the dean of the UCLA School of Law was a man named Murray Schwartz. And my own little story there is that Murray Schwartz offered me, I won't bore you with the details. He watched me in a legal a legal case in West Los Angeles that so impressed him, just as a layman. I was just a community activist organizing local homeowners, actually, in a legal case, which ended up in the prosecution and jailing of a multimillionaire. And he was one of the homeowners that I organized into a homeowners association. Murray Schwartz stood up at one of those meetings and he said, "Kelso, I'll tell you what, this was a weekend meeting. He said, if you show up in my office," now at this point, I didn't have any undergraduate degree. I had not, you know, I did not have an undergraduate degree. I was a high school graduate at this point. "Kelso, if you show up in my office," he's the dean of the UCLA School of Law, "you're in my law school if you show up Monday morning." That's a, you know, and the son of a gun, the reason I'm not an attorney today is because I was such a dumb young person that I didn't show up Monday morning. Because I told my wife, I don't want to be an attorney. And now that I think back on it, it's like, oh, what a stupid decision the guy was offering me. I mean, I would have had that for life that I, I was admitted to this UCLA School of Law with a high school diploma. Anyway, another one of my thumb-sucking decisions. Oh, hopefully those are behind me. Let's go back to the president here. He's no thumb-sucker. He says, God, his tweets have gotten so good. And notice, by the way, Mitt Romney is trying to get the president and his fellow senators to get them to stop pursuing, to make it. See, this is what political correctness is it not? It's what you can't talk about. That's what political correctness is. There's a list of things, words, ideas, that you're not allowed to speak. You're not even supposed to think them. But you certainly may not speak them. That's what political correctness is. And of course, that is wrong, wrong, wrong. That's not what we patriots, we Europeans, Western civilization is not about that. Isaac Newton and Thomas Edison, Charles Lindbergh, they're not about things you can't say, things you can't do, things you can't try. No, you get in your airplane and you fly, even though people say you can't do it. You light up New York City with your light bulbs, even though they say you can't do it. And if you're Isaac Newton, you discover all the basic laws of physics as one man in your spare time there in your university office when universities used to be patriotic places. So they're trying to say you can't talk about this. And the let me find here. There's some great tweets from the president today on these subjects. He says, the president, he says, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, who was going nowhere except into Minnie Mike's head, just dropped out of the Democrat primary. 3 days too late. She cost crazy Bernie at least Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Texas. Probably cost him the nomination. Came in third in Massachusetts. Here's another one. Schumer has brought great danger to the steps of the United States Supreme Court. He says, now Hannity did a great interview with the president, which the president puts up. It's too long for me to play for you now. Let me play just a moment of it. See, at least you hear the president's voice tonight. Let me get it up here.
Do you think that why do you think these approval ratings demographically have shifted? One, and two, will that translate in your view in votes in 244 days?
Well, it should translate, but I think one of the reasons is criminal justice reform. I did it. Nobody else could have done it. We got some great Republican senators that maybe weren't so inclined, and I explained it to them, and they were really great, really great. I saw Alice Johnson today. She was in jail for 22 years, and she had another 20 to go.
Now, what the president's talking about there is, and did you know this about our country, folks? There are 2.1 million prisoners in America, the highest, the largest prisoner population in the world, by far, 10 times the rate of Germany or France or England. This is wrong. And the president is on to this. There are many, and half of those people are in for drug offenses, almost all of them, victimless crimes. 2.1 million people. This is a scam industry in America to have that many people in prison. It should be a tenth of that. And so the president is, there are a lot of people who, like he mentioned Alice Johnson, there are a lot of all races that don't belong in prison, but an awful lot of black folks who don't belong in prison, in prison. There are a lot that certainly do, and it's a lot of who should be, who aren't. But the person busted with a few joints should not be in prison. And the president's onto this, and he may get a large chunk of votes. That's what Hannity was asking him about. Let's go later in the interview. We're going to run out of time here. Let me see what
a great senator from South Carolina. Then he came to my office, talked about opportunity zones and massive amounts of.
Speaking of black politicians, Tim Scott is the senator that the president's referencing there. The senator from South Carolina talking about opportunity zones. That is Tim Scott, a black senator from South Carolina. And I'm much more impressed with him than I am with Lindsey Graham, because what did Lindsey Graham, the other senator from South Carolina, what did Lindsey Graham do today that is greatly unimpressive to me? Lindsey Graham said, well, we don't want to get into this Chuck Schumer thing. We don't want to censure Chuck Schumer. He said something to the effect like, well, once you go down that road, you know, where does it end? You know, you don't want to start censuring. Yes, you do want to start censuring people, Lindsey. Yes, you do. And Lindsey's been in the club, see? He's on the Trump train. He's, you know, making noises. He's appearing at Trump rallies and, you know, et cetera. But Lindsey didn't start out on the Trump train. And his past was more like Mitt Romney's. So watch out. You got to watch out. He's saying leave Chuck Schumer alone. No, don't leave Chuck Schumer alone. You go after Chuck Schumer. He committed a crime. He incited and endorsed violence against Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Absolutely clear. I wish I had that audio to play it for you. If you haven't heard it, you haven't been watching TV. But now, Tim Scott, here's the president talking about Tim Scott and his opportunity zones.
Money is being poured into areas that haven't seen money in decades, and jobs, and people are really doing well. And the African-American population is doing phenomenally well. The Hispanic population is doing incredibly well. Opportunity zones is
this is opportunity zones. I think there's something like 900 of them. I mean, there are many, many. I mean, maybe way more than that. But this is just another of the brilliant things the president is doing that you don't hear about because the fake news media doesn't want you to know about it. Let me see if I can grab a caller or two. I'm not going to get to all of you. I got Chris in New Mexico, Dr. Kelly in California, and Nancy in California. Can I start with Chris in New Mexico just for a few seconds, Chris? What's on your mind?
Hi. On topic here, my friend. Thank you for bringing the subject matter up, which deals with, let's just use for an example, his first pick for attorney general, who was a dud. And you know why? Because
I don't mean to interrupt you, but now hang on, Chris, you've got a point, And I just appreciate, so I ask everybody to do this.
You know where I'm
State
going
your point.
Yet,
no, I don't know. State your point first. Don't give me all the background of the story.
Okay. The point is the prison, lucrative private or public prisons, and this is why this senior senator from Alabama never made it as attorney general, because he's got skeletons in his closet, and they all do, in regard to the prison program, and they make plenty of dirt blood money by employing and maintaining this prison policy. And I'm talking about Jeff Sessions, for example.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Brother,
now, by the way, did Jeff Sessions...
Well, let me clarify it. I just want
okay.
to clarify.
But I mean, be real to the point. Okay. Go to the point.
Okay,
we're out of time.
The point is, you brought this up, and the fact of the matter is, they make big profit, and that's why those were the skeletons, and that's why he couldn't proceed, because he had dirt on him. I'm talking about Jeff Sessions.
Okay, all right. Now that I hear you,
Chris.
Okay, Chris, I hear you, and that's an interesting point. I'm not the biggest fan of Jeff Sessions because of the backstab that he gave the president. All righty, let's go to Nancy in California. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, really quick. I have friends that live in Utah. They are trying to bypass the caucus system. They passed a count your vote so that these candidates that nobody would have voted for, like Mitt Romney, who's not really a resident of Utah, can pay to get to have people go around and get signatures, and then he gets on the ballot and bypasses the caucus system, which would have booted his barrier out of Utah.
Yeah, and by the way, did you ever hear my
Utahns.
Yeah, now Nancy, did you ever hear my Mitt Romney story?
No.
Okay, when I was 18 years old, riding on a train in France as just a wandering teenager, doing my tour of Europe, two tall, black-suited young people of my age came up to me and sat down next to me on that train outside of Poitiers, France, and we rode all the way to Bordeaux, a couple-hour trip, and the guy who was selling me, we talked for hours about the Mormon Church, and it turns out that was Mitt Romney on his missionary trip.
Oh,
so I actually, and then the oddest thing at all of the whole thing is, it turns out that my fourth great granduncle is Brigham Young, and I didn't know that at the time I was talking to Mitt Romney. I had no idea that Brigham Young's older sister was my fourth great grandmother.
Wow, isn't it a small world?
It's a small world.
7 degrees of separation.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, sometime we'll talk about it, Nancy. But hey, thank you for calling. I love what you bring up, and Dr. Kelly, I apologize to you. We'll see you all again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.